Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Psalm 113 in verse 3, these words are found there. From the rising of the sun, the Lord's name is to be praised. And I want to tell you today about one of our families serving in the land of the rising sun, and that's Japan, of course. Well, up in the northern part of the main island of Honshu is a place called Aomori, Japan. And Paul Johnson and his wife Sarah and their children are serving there and been there for a long time. And let me share some news from them. They say, living in the snowiest major city in the world certainly brings its share of challenges. We're accustomed to heavy snowfall, but this year has been record-breaking. In the month of January, just for that month, we broke an 80-year snowfall record. We received approximately 19 feet of snow. It was a constant battle to stay ahead of it. Now, I don't know about you, when I share this story, I'm thankful that I'm not there, I guess, but we're thankful that the Johnsons are there serving faithfully. But back to their news, they say, we are thankful that God sent a young man named Josh from one of our supporting churches, Bible Baptist Church in Bradenton, Florida, to help us for about 3 weeks in the middle of winter. He ended up shoveling snow every day of this mission trip, and we're so grateful for his help and for his servant's heart. And during his time with us, we were busy clearing snow from our home and from the church, and then making our rounds to help our church members. And everywhere we went, people were deeply thankful for the assistance. Thank you for praying for us for our end-of-the-year services and outreaches. Throughout the various events back in December, we were able to share the gospel with approximately 50 people. Many were curious about the reason we celebrate Christmas, and we were thankful for the opportunity to explain the true meaning of the season. And then the week between Christmas and New Year, we hosted a preacher's kids snow camp. Through the generosity of our home church and others, we were able to provide 19 pastors' children, along with several pastors, a special time at a local ski resort, and it was free of charge to them. And they expressed heartfelt gratitude for the opportunity to attend a camp designed especially for them. And so thank you to those of you who contributed to make that possible. Although our winter outreach opportunities are somewhat limited due to the heavy snowfall, we try to make the most of the season by hosting our annual snow camp for elementary school children. This year, 15 children attended, along with two mothers. Several of these children have never been in a church event before, yet they listened attentively as the gospel was presented. Please pray that God will continue to work in their hearts. And then in the midst of the busyness of winter, plans for our new auditorium have continued to move forward. This is already passed. We have set March the 16th for our groundbreaking date. Please pray with us that the weather will cooperate and the snow will melt enough for construction to begin without delay. Many of you have already heard from us that we're planning to take a furlough from July to November this year. It's hard to believe that it's been 5 years since we were last in America. We're looking forward to reporting all that God has done during this time. Because of the limited time frame, we'll not be able to visit every supporting church, but we're trying to prioritize those we've not visited during the last couple of furloughs. Pray for Paul and Sarah and their children as they come back this summer for a short time in the States.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.